Hare Krishna. There are many processes mentioned in the Vedic literature to ascertain the presence of the Absolute Truth as well as the individual soul. And many, many wise persons who have risen above the common masses, they have researched into this and they have understood the Absolute Truth. For example, the great Hindu Mahasagar is so vast, but it cannot see the tall Mount Everest, although the Mount Everest is so tall and huge. Although the Mount Everest is so tall, it cannot see the vast ocean. Because in both these entities, there is something essentially missing. So the Vedanta Sutra explains, in this world, that supreme entity, whose presence makes the nose smell, makes the eyes see, makes the ears hear, makes the hand feel the sense of touch, makes the tongue experience the taste. And that presence of that supreme in this, behind this material, jada prakriti, is what actually makes this world a lively place. This material world has life because of his presence. In understanding him and understanding the jiva, many, many great philosophers have committed mistake. Some philosophers understood that the consciousness behind the creation, which is making the creation lively, is one entity who expands himself into all. And ultimately he alone exists as the sakshi, witness, and everything else vanishes. Or everything else is created and they vanish, again they are created and they vanish again. So they are monists. And then there are dvaitis, who understand that there is minute element of consciousness in each living body, which can never comprehend the Absolute Truth by any amount of research, because Absolute Truth is so great. So in this way, when Prahlad Maharaj was teaching his friends, he told them that those who wish to acquire gold, they have to actually have a teacher who teaches them how to find out gold on earth in certain places. And they have to invest time and energy in learning. Then they have to identify the places where gold is available underground. And when they dig it deep, then they will get gold. Similarly, in our material body, the Atma is present in the region of the heart. And there is a difference between gold and stone. Stone is ordinary, gold is valuable. Similarly, the metal body with this Panchamahabhut is ordinary. But the soul within it is valuable because soul has consciousness. And it is Avinashi to Tadviddhi, Yanasarvam, Madam Tatam. It enlivens the body and kindles the body with consciousness. So what to speak of the Panchamahabhut different from the soul? Even the Buddhi, which is always making plans for giving shape to the sense gratificatory desires stored in the mind, even that is different from the body, that is different from the soul. So in this way, he said, one should intelligently see this difference of oneself, the Atma, how he is different from the body. And this is a very tedious process because there is a anvaya and pratirek. Anvaya means you want to find out the soul, you go on approaching more and more deep into understanding of soul. For example, in my room with 500 books, I want to locate a particular book. I know it's a fat book, this much height book. Then I always look for it, not caring for the other books. That is anvaya. But pratireka means you find out by elimination, neti, neti, neti process. This is a thin book, not this. This is a tall book, not this, like that. So he said, this is a very tedious process. But he said, my dear friends, that's a very easy way by which the Lord as well as the jiva and their sweet relationship can be understood. And he told this very famous verse here. He says,
Tasmat bhavadbir kartavyam karmanam trigunatmakam bija nirharanam yogah pravaho uparamodiyah.
My dear friends, you should do bija nirharanam. Your mind is filled with lot of kama bijas. And the intelligence is always making plans to give shape to them. So you have to burn these seeds. Pravaho uparamodiyah. You have to completely calm your mind and intelligence to focus on the Supreme Lord. That is bhavadbir kartavyam. That is your duty, he says. So that you can destroy the seeds born of Trigunatmakam, he says. And then here he is saying, tatropaya sahasranam. There are thousands of ways to do this, he says. I am bhagavatoditaha, but I am going to share with all of you, he says, which has emanated from the same mouth of the Supreme Lord, which is called Bhagavata Dharma. Yad Ishware Bhagavati Yata Yai Ranjasaratihi. Bhagavan himself has given this process to all the jivas. And Anjasarati, very easily we can awaken love for him by this process. And what all we have to do? Guru Shushrushaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdha Arpanena Cha. One should render service at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. And whatever one has, one should offer it to him. Arpanena Cha. Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam. He says, one should associate with devotees of the Lord. And he just doesn't say Bhaktanam. He says Sadhu Bhaktanam. Sadhu Bhaktanam means one should associate with devotees who strictly adhere to the Shastra and one who exhibits Sadhachara. They are called Sadhus. One should associate with such saintly people. And there are also those who have durachar, one should avoid them. Even though they may be endeavoring to become sadhus. Sangena sadhu bhaktanam ishvara aradhanena cha. And one should worship the deity form of the Lord. Shraddaya tat kathayam cha. With great transcendental faith, one should hear the pastimes of the Lord. Kirtanair guna karmanam. And one should glorify the qualities and activities of the Supreme Lord. Marvelous activities. Tat padam burhat dhyanat. By meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Tat linga iksha arhanadi vihi. One should regularly come in front of the deity form of the Lord and behold his beauty and also worship him with various offerings. He says this path is called Bhagavata Dharma. And by doing this kind of, hearing the katha of the Lord and glorifying the Lord, and by taking darshan of the deity form of the Lord and surrendering to Guru and avoiding bad sangha, accepting good sangha. Basically, he is talking about the Bhagavata Dharma application. He says, by this, he says, very easily, you can awaken love for Rati, for Lord Supreme Lord, and all the unwanted things stored in the mind will be washed away. My dear friends, you don't have to do too much research into understanding of soul and God. You just practice this, he told them, and they all became convinced. And they chanted and danced to the tune of the holy name by Prahlad. Harinam Prabhu ki.